Just tell me what's on your mind. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Yeah, knowing me, I got a lot to say. Sometimes I be feeling weak on any kind of day. Ever since I played my cards, I ain't had time to play. Hold on before I vent. Is you the type that like to conversate? Or should I say converse? Correction, I always stand corrected. Small world, I don't know you, but we still connected. If I spilled all the tea, what you gon' clean the mess with? Like my text say go through, would you still get the message? Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it.
Ain't nobody gotta Sarge keep it.
Okay, so we back at it again with another episode of Secrets with Sarge. You know, I have a reoccurring guest here. And you know, I got another guest here too. He's from a different borough. What's up?
How you doing, girl? How you doing?
So what y'all up to? What y'all fucking with? Like,
This quarantine.
Wait, what's your name?
It's your girl, Juju. Y'all already know. Yeah. Follow me on IG, Ju_Thickums with a Z. Thank you.
All right, what's up with you too?
Yeah, man, y'all know who it is. Feel me?
So, what's up?
Ray Ray, funniest one in New York. I'm going to say I got the Bronx right now, but listen, you said the boroughs.
You got the borough.
The Bronx right now. We where it's at right now.
Oh, God. Yeah, that.
What was that? Hold on. You going to get it started early. I'm going to have to go live too since you
Go live.
Yeah.
I don't like how you said that.
Listen, I'm from Brooklyn, so of course I got to say it like that. Like,
you feel me?
Listen. Like, I got to. You already know it's that kind of little competition. Not competition because Brooklyn got it, but you get what I'm
saying.
When
they come to the town right now, I definitely think the Bronx and Brooklyn definitely got it right now.
Bronx got it. The whole New York got it. You're the best out the United States. You feel me?
But
traveling wise, people feel like the Bronx is like a whole nother state. Traveling wise, you be like, wow. Hold on.
The Bronx is a whole nother country.
See what I'm saying?
You need a passport to go to Brooklyn.
You see what I'm saying?
I was late because I was stuck at the border.
My son got an underground tunnel, right?
They wasn't trying to let me in.
Ray Ray, first of all, the Bronx is like the Brownsville of New York City.
The rats be pressing you.
What's up, son? Did y'all see how the Bronx did the whole borough for the looting? He did Fordham crazy.
I ain't gonna lie.
They shitted for no reason.
No, that's a fact.
They hit the cop in the face with the TV.
First of all, they ran the cop over. Fuck the TV.
Nah, that was downtown. That was close to the Brooklyn, so that's y'all fault.
I was just about to say, you know what? I was probably a few of the Brooklyn niggas that I know. I was out there looting and so on, but let me keep my mouth closed.
That was close to the Brooklyn. That's y'all fault. I'm putting that one on y'all.
All right, whatever. You know, we still fuck with you. You know, you like
this mom?
You sanctioned, yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't even sanction out of Bronx right now in Brooklyn.
Don't touch
fuck
my
that.
Juices.
Like,
thank you.
No. You know, we fuck with some Ray Ray. But anyway, we got to get into the rage and rant. We talk about what we don't like in relationships or what we can't stand while dating. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, y'all want to go first? Or
and, you know, let the gentleman go first. Because, you know, yeah, we're going to be like,
Yeah. Let him
so
go
let's,
first.
So let's see what you got to say.
What
you represent for the
what
fellas.
I don't like in relationships?
Yeah.
I would say, I just don't like low self-esteem. Like, if you going to be with me, you got to have confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be confident.
You don't like when bitches be on some. Yeah, you always making bitches laugh.
But what type of confident, though? Like, confident in herself and know that she's beautiful and this and that? Or confident as in knowing that you out in the scene and that you might be around? You get what I'm saying? You
definitely have to have that type confidence in herself. But then also, like, with dealing with me, you're going to have confidence in that, too. Like, with me being out, also knowing that you, like, bad enough, like, I ain't going to be out doing whatever. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, like, definitely confidence. Like, I hate when females don't really have confidence. Like, that's
I could understand. I could understand that, but like with men, I feel like sometimes they give women a reason not to be confident or be like they're insecure. It's like it's based off of how you make your woman feel. If you don't make her feel appreciated or wanted, she's gonna feel away, especially if she really likes you or loves you or something of that sort. You feel me? Like,
I feel sometimes insecurities, you can catch them off bat before you even get in a relationship, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you'll start getting them red flags, they start doing certain things, and you be like, what you doing? You ain't telling me you was out doing this. Whoa, sis, I said I was out chilling. I ain't have to tell you who I was with, what time I was at, what address, what, you know? Like, things like that, those are like red flags, I feel, you know, especially if you never gave a reason to feel that way.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like, and sometimes a lot of females are insecure because, or they lack confidence because of past issues. So you gotta decipher what type of, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Yeah.
But then I feel like as a woman, if you level up and you doing your thing, you know, the confidence is gonna come.
But I feel like sometimes coming into a relationship, females already coming in like insecure, not really confident. Like, y'all female, so like, why?
That's
why
do you, PTSD. Like,
where that come from?
I don't know. All right, let me tell you something. I don't be having no PTSD or nothing, but you see, you know what I don't like about niggas? They be on some fuck shit. They know they hoes and they about to be sucking pussy all throughout the tri-state area. Then they want to play in my face like I'm
shout out to Long Island.
They want to be playing in my face like I'm the insecure one. You feel me? Like,
but it's that you always got, let me tell you something. Niggas always got that. It's that one female.
Of course it's one.
So it's like, it's as like, I don't want it to sound fucked up, but it's like, if you that one female, then you just fake, don't ever gotta worry. Like, and it's like crazy for me to say that, but that's like the generation we in right now.
But like, that's how shit is. Like, honestly, that's how, like, I was telling her, like, in the relationship I'm in now, like, the first, like, 7-8 months, we were just like, friends with benefits, but I was seeing you four times a week. I speak to you every day, but I, you know, you wasn't ready for a relationship, and I understood why. You had to cut your ties off. I was, you know, I was living my best life. Not saying I told him, I said, listen, I'm not gonna mess with nobody else but you. You know, that's what I want to do. You know, because I really like you, and I invested myself in you, and I grown. So yeah, I fell in love with him, even though he ain't know. But that's how it is. Like, I feel like you gotta have that type of friendship and have those 6, 7, 8 months.
you see, sometimes what my problem is. Wait, did you get your rant in? You want to do a rant?
No.
All right. You see, like, what my problem is with like in dating. Sometimes niggas be thinking like, you know, I want them in a relationship manner. Like, you know, I don't be thinking in this old boyfriend girlfriend time, and until after I fuck them, then they trying to express all these shit, all this feelings and shit. I ain't know we was on that time, and I thought we was just fucking. So now when I start moving a little crazy, like, you know, you got the pussy, I got the dick, you know, it's going, you know, I'm about to bounce and
but
shit.
Not on niggas is like you though.
Niggas is on some shit like, oh, where you going? Like, I thought we was on to something. You know, you I don't gotta, treat you like,
you know what this, we have that let me not say it, but nigga mentality.
It's not a nigga mentality. I feel like women could be open to their sexuality,
of course,
or relationships or sexcapades or whatever the fuck they want to be open to. Whatever you want out of life, you can get it. A nigga can't tell me that I have to carry myself a certain way. That's what society rules is. If I want to get my nut off and my rocks off and I think you look good and I'm trying to fuck with you, that's just that. Why the fuck do I have to
that's
be,
offended.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotta
saying?
Act like a lady. I gotta go through like 5 months for what?
Not all females is like strong-minded like
but,
you.
But think about it, right? With niggas. You know a nigga, a womanizer, he a hoe, he being all these bitches' DMs, cool. But you look good, you feel me? So I probably want to shoot my shot on some fuck shit. Like, you know, I'm going to fuck with you, but not date you because I know you're going to try to play me.
But you never know. But see, that's what I'm saying. You never know because, like he said, you could be that one. You never know. Maybe if he's just dating, but he met you. She got everything that I need in a woman.
Something's
too
risky.
And it's risky, but sometimes, but his relationships are always risky. I feel like certain things, you got to take the good with the bad. You got to take the good with the bad.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all fighting while y'all fucking.
I know funny shit. So I remember I broke up with my toxic ex, and I thought, like, you know, I could get other niggas.
I thought it was over.
Like, I could get other niggas until I went to the other nigga and the dick was trash. Right. I was right back, like, whoop.
You sitting across from a nigga, you like, damn, in your head, you're like, you know what, I already deleted his number. He is so corny. Like, now you go on a date, and that person is just so corny. Like,
yeah, wait, hold on. You ever lost your best eater?
Oh, man.
Damn. Like, you was your best eater. Like, damn, I might as well go back to my toxic bitch or my toxic nigga. Like,
good,
damn. Like,
good tongue, man.
My son looked up.
That shit was good crazy. Good stuff.
That is like, damn, like... You feel me? Like, I just went from this to that. Like,
yeah, like, how the fuck I downgrade?
That's
right. I'm supposed to go
that's
up.
That's exactly what I do. You know, I say the same thing. Like,
it's just not the same.
With the matcha,
that's what I ate. I tell my nigga, you want to go and find somebody else? That's fine, but she ain't me. She ain't me, and she won't be me. And yo. I know what I bring to the table. Remember, we all the fucking table, right?
We all the table.
Remember
we
that.
All the table.
Okay.
The table.
Like, we all the table. Either you're going to bring to my table, or pull up a seat, add to my table, or you're going to pull up your own table. Or we're going to have a big-ass table to eat at.
Me,
that's a good mindset.
Me and Juju, we've been going on our little walks for the last few days.
Word.
We've been
going
on big body rides. Take me through one of these walks.
It's a hot girl summer. We go Eastern Parkway through Prospect Park. We walk from the 90s to downtown Brooklyn. Yo.
Yeah, like we trying to be like, I'm trying to be on vacation in my thonkinis with no Barbies.
Y'all better go to Stiami.
Nah, son.
That shit free right now. You bug it.
No, that's a
you
fact.
Bug it.
You gotta just pull up to the block and
read. Tickets having dice games.
In the middle of the street. Tickets is $275.
Yo, I scaring them white people.
You see the video with
the news.
You see the video of them dancing on top of the damn bus stop?
Yeah,
I said that was so disgusting.
They made the news.
They made the news. It was on top of the bus stop dancing. Mind you, that's whole glass. Sis on her knees twerking. Sis, you about to get cut.
That shit.
You about to cut up your whole leg. Yes, and cut up your whole leg. You done. All yeah. And it was like three or four of the dudes up there dancing. I'm like, what?
So another thing, we was on this walk and we was just saying, like, you know, I hate when guys be on some shit like, what can you bring to the table? Like, niggas be on some women want this and women want that, but what can you bring? Nigga, I am the table. You wanted to sit next to me. Like, I was sitting here minding my business at my fucking table.
Eating some steak and some lobsters and some
but
beef
what's
ribs.
What's wrong with that question, though?
No, it's not wrong with the question. It's the mindset behind that question, because niggas be coming into shit like you need them or they better than somebody. Like, I ain't asked you for not a quarter. You want to sit next to me, and the first thing you trying to ask me is, what can I bring to your table? Yeah. I didn't want to sit at your table.
Right.
You want to sit at my shit.
Exactly.
So what can
what
you bring to my shit?
What makes me think that your table is even sturdy?
Yeah.
Your table could be falling to that IKEA shit that it took you.
You can't shoot your shot at me.
To put together, and then it's going to crumble in a week.
You got a point, but then again, it's like, they could probably just ask the question different.
They could ask the question different. Like, what you got going for yourself? Niggas be just
too
cocky.
That 5-year goal.
What
are you doing?
Yeah, but niggas nowadays too cocky.
Yeah.
You feel me?
And they cheap.
But you know what it is?
Not all niggas cheap.
Not all niggas.
Do you
ask that question be cheap?
Do you people shorty? Like, and do you have a certain checklist before you even, like, take on a date or something? Like, nowadays you beat people off of social media. So on social media, you can figure out what they doing, what's their occupation, their family, you know what I'm saying? Are they family oriented? Do they got kids, a husband? You know these things. So I feel like before you sit there and take on a date, what are certain qualifications, like the checklist, like, boop, okay. Do you know that she got a, okay, I already know she have a job.
Yeah.
She, you know, you do you have to know these things before you even meet her?
Well, now with the way things is going, well, I'm speaking for myself, with the way things is going for me now, it's just more so like, yeah, like, I would say somewhat of a checklist. Like, of course, if she's like, independent in terms of, if I see that she's working, that's a plus. You know what I'm saying? Like, her having a kid or something, that don't mean nothing. That's just showing me that you're more independent. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Especially if you're doing it on your own.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Also, how you carry yourself. If you're not, I don't got anything against females on social media dancing, doing whatever they do. But if I see you not doing that, that's a plus too.
Mm-hmm.
Get what I'm saying? Like, if you carry yourself a certain way on social media. Then,
I mean, I say
if you
it's
care
all
about
time.
Your, if I see you care about your appearance and how you, like, appeal to people, then it's like, that's a plus too.
You see, I'm in between that statement because it's like, you got bitches that will be on, that's all they post on social media is them shaking they ass. And then you have other girls, it's like, they do other shit, but when they with their friends, they shake some ass.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's not wrong with that.
But then you have bitches that's at every link and drink with niggas and they always bent
over
somewhere.
That's what I'm saying,
though.
Yeah,
recorded on somebody's camera.
Yeah,
like, don't record me shaking my ass unless it's my birthday.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I keep it real gangster. When I'm around niggas, you not seeing me doing certain shit, but when I'm around my friends, I'm shaking ass. Like, when I go on vacation, I'm
It's a place for everything.
When I go on vacation, I'm about to have my OnlyFans set up because niggas ain't gonna see my ass in no thonkini shaking my ass on social media for free.
Sis about to have her OnlyFans.
I think I'm gonna
run her vacation.
OnlyFans, bro?
No, I'm not gonna post my pussy, but it's like a finesse. Right. You feel me?
I had OnlyFans. I had OnlyFans for 1 month.
No, there's two types of
I made 3K like, and I ain't posting no pussy, no titties, nipples.
I'm from Crooklyn. Like,
at how long you been thinking about doing the OnlyFans? Like, I really be wondering, like, cause I know females be dying to do OnlyFans.
No, you see, I'm against OnlyFans depending on how you do it. I personally feel like there's two types of people on OnlyFans. There's the people who don't realize once you put your pussy on the internet, niggas could go and subscribe and screen record your shit. Now you on Pornhub and XNXXX. And then now, boom, you can't even
now
get a job later on.
Pimping you.
Now, people are seeing your shit, seeing your ass, seeing your pussy, and you're not getting paid for it. I can respect it if it was like, you know, way more private, but it's like right there's just pornography, you feel me?
Basically,
then you have other chicks that's out here finessing, like posting toes, like shout outs to Max Really Real. He subscribed to her shorty OnlyFans. She was braiding hair and shit. Mm-hmm. You see, that's the type of timing I'm on. Niggas know my body, they know my body.
Hey, yo, I ain't gonna lie. I never paid for OnlyFans, but the day if I decide to pay for OnlyFans, right? And it's you braiding hair.
Yo, you gotta call your bank.
Never. I'm finding you. Like, yo, listen.
Yo.
Now I need the OnlyFans in person. Like, now you bugging.
I'm personally thinking about it because, like,
I did it. It was a quick little fix. I went in, one done.
I got some niggas saying a lot of shit in my DMs. So I'm thinking, like, they want to talk to me over the phone. They want to hear my deep ass voice. They want to do all sorts of shit.
It's the way you finesse it. First
so
of all,
I'm sitting here like, I might as well make a little come up. Like I said, I'm from Crooklyn. Like, this is the home where the crooks. New York City is like
niggas in my DM Crook Central. I might as well make a quick come up.
If I go on vacation,
paying for some used panties, okay, and offering hundreds of dollars to used panties.
I ain't gonna lie, niggas be doing crazy shit.
I wanna eat your ass. I wanna lick your toes.
Crazy
what?
Shit too. Like this girl I know, her man supports her OnlyFans. Like this bitch, she went from like you know being regular on Instagram, you know probably show her ass and her pictures or whatever. Jesus. Then the pandemic came about, she got her whole pussy on IG with a little heart sticker covering her clitoris. Like, she's eating pussy threesomes. Her man is sharing her OnlyFans.
No. They must be, unless, I don't know, that's insecurity within a man. On either that or he don't love her and he's getting that bread.
I'm not insecure, but my girl can't do that.
This is
though.
What I'm saying.
Like,
but like,
she can't do that, though.
It gotta, you don't love her. You don't love her or, and it's the money.
Her pussy must be good, and the money.
Either that and they bringing in a lot of money, too. The money will change your view sometimes, too.
I mean, sometimes I put integrity
the
over
boyfriend
money.
Boyfriend promoting the OnlyFans.
But if, promoting it and you got your...
That's crazy.
Yo, all right.
Oh, my
yo.
God.
All right, so let's get into a little spicy topic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to get into this. Like, what's a crazy sexcapade I ever been on? Like, y'all ever had, like, a one-night stand
one
or something?
One last time. When you ever... I feel like if you've grown, you've had a one-night stand. I feel.
Your mom's was in VA.
VA, Virginia?
Yeah, Virginia Beach. It was the weekend.
Oh, he had an entanglement.
Nah.
Oh, you heard August Alsina song?
Nah, Rick Ross was fiending to say something. I ain't gonna lie.
Rick Ross was fiending
to get on that track, though. You ain't hear it?
You ain't hear it?
He came out with
me?
Nah. Oh, nah.
Oh, let me. Nah. We gotta listen to it. Like, I don't want them trying to come sue me on my podcast. This shit, like, I'm playing in music.
We gotta listen to it off the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen to it off the air. That shit is.
But yeah, though. Crazy. Nah, it wasn't an entanglement, though.
It was just a weekend.
I look a fuck
thing. I like those.
It was
I'm
like
sorry,
a,
I like those. I mean, little weekend tings.
Those just be catching you off guard, though.
But they be lit. Because
you don't
want to
leave, but it's like, I got to go right now.
Okay, Trey.
I'll be back before you know it.
And you never come back. Like, it's over.
But you never forget the memories.
Man,
the memories
be the best. We need to get stories right now, because I got a story to tell. And, you know, shout out to Frickin' Frack. He brought this story up on his show, so I got to reassure my shit. And make sure I come correct. So let's talk about it. Let's go one by one at the table. Let's go starting off with you, Ray Ray. Well, I want to hear about this Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach, this is about what? This is about 4 years ago. It was crazy because we was already like 30 minutes from the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got there. It's like Saturday morning. We head to the beach. And this whole time, like we just cooling. And shorty just keep coming by. It's like, so I'm not paying no mind to it. So I'm like, I look. She's like, yo, you funny. Like, I'm just being myself. She's like, yo, you funny. let's go. Word of my mother. So I'm like, go where you trying to go? She like, yo, let's go. She just keep whispering, let's go. So I'm like, where you trying to go? So my son said, yo, bro, just walk off. So I walk off, she start following me, you feel me? Like, you know how you walk your pet, you at the corner of your pet over there, like.
Oh,
that's
what
she was black. She's black. Oh, okay. That's why the shit threw me off. You know, oh, black girls, she was like, yo, what's up? You feel me? She ain't say none of that. She just, let's go. So I'm like, all right. So I get in the car, she get in. When she put the seatbelt on, that's when I turned the car on. Mm-hmm. I knew it was lit. Drove back, right? So now, we in the crib, she like, I'm in the living room, she like, let's go. Like, that's all she knew. Like, she couldn't say nothing else. That's I ain't know she knew how to speak, nothing.
You ain't know what her vocabulary was.
I ain't even know her name.
Like, that's all you need to hear,
her
let's
name,
go.
Her name might have been, let's go. Like,
that's what we call it. Let's go.
That's gonna be the name of our episode, let's go.
Let's go.
Like, let's go. That's what she kept saying. So I was like, all right, I go upstairs. When we get in the room, right, I sit down. Word to my grandmother, bro. She said, let's go. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, that's all you know? And then that's when that shit happened. And I ain't gonna lie, I did some fucked up shit, though.
Why nigga always gotta go like this, scratch his head when he do some fucked up shit?
She tried to chill after.
Oh,
we 30 minutes away from the beach. I don't know where you from. I just know you kept saying let's go. I'm from New York.
Like, let's go back now.
It's time for me to go back now.
Let's go.
You don't live here, so
yeah. So I call my mans, right? I say, yo, bro, listen, FaceTime me. Tell, like, I mean, I said, when you FaceTime me, you gotta exaggerate, like.
Oh, I had one of those.
One of those.
I can't even. I'm not even going to talk about it.
Say, yo, bro, say that somebody to slap your moms. You need to ask every.
Why I gotta be that though?
Cause that mean they now that give me a reason. I'm dramatic, but I get up, start running out the crib, like, yo, I gotta go. Yeah. I don't know, yo, just lock the door behind you. I'm in the car. I'm gone.
Oh, you sped off one.
Yeah.
You left her in the crib and the beach is 30 minutes away. You were supposed to get her in the car, like.
Nah. Cause
you were supposed to drop her home at least.
I ain't know what type of time
she was
going.
Just let's go.
Yeah, like that's a vibe right there. Let's go.
She ain't know how to go back though.
I don't know how she ever got back. Like,
oh my.
I mean, how
God.
Was her sex? Was it lit?
It was all right. It was calm.
It wasn't enough for you to
chill.
If it was back to the beach, it wasn't like let's go enough.
Like if you're not gonna speak to me, you better work for the ride.
Where?
Like,
nah, I ain't gonna hold you. A real let's go, she would have been topping him back on the
this
way back to
I'm
the
saying.
Beach. Like
a
that
real
is,
let's go would have never had to go to my crib. We would have did it
been,
in the car.
Yes.
I had
yes,
a BMW
yes,
X5.
Yes,
I had a BMW
way.
X5.
Oh,
we had room.
A lot of room.
We
shit.
Had room.
Hell yeah.
All she needed was the front seat.
Yeah, that should go down like a bed.
Word.
Yeah.
And she get on top.
And it's queen size, because now you can make both of them go down. Now y'all comfortable.
It's an RV.
She bugging.
Yeah.
Bitches don't pop put. I done fucked in the Scooby van, so I can't say.
Why do those females? What you just said?
I fucked in the Scooby van. That was some good. That shit had space though.
I fucked in the Scooby van.
Okay.
Maggie.
That shit was spacious.
If I ever fuck in a Scooby day and a pussy good, I'm making Scooby sounds. I'm not going
to. Nah, I
ain't going to. I'm going to call her Scooby Snacks.
No, but he had some Scooby dick, though. That shit was lit.
What?
And now he gave it.
I don't even know what that means.
And he had some Scooby mouth. He had some Scooby mouth. Oh, I like it. You know that dog crumb? Like, that shit was big.
Nah, y'all is wild. Scooby mouth is crazy, yo.
I'm sorry.
Scooby mouth got it. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I'm telling you, I ain't gonna lie, like, that's crazy.
Somebody said, not the Scooby Bear.
Listen, I done upgraded since, so don't really matter. That's all that matters. I was done. That shit was fun, though. That shit was fun. All right, let's talk about your story.
Well, yeah. I didn't know what kind of story I was gonna say, but based off what he said about just picking up and go on. And it's not even a good one. This is a bad one, but it's a good one, but it's a bad one, if you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So it's just somebody that I knew off of Facebook when Facebook was lit. I'm talking about like 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like some shit like that. Knew him for the longest, but never met him because he lived in a different state. You feel me? So we always kept in contact, liked each other's pictures, everything on social media, Instagram. So next thing you know, he's like, yo, I'm only like an hour away from AC. You like 2 hours away. Let's meet up and just go to AC for the night. I'm like, all right, cool. Fuck it. I'm single. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Like,
let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. I see that shit work for everybody. Let's go.
We out. Let's go. We out.
If he not hear you with the let's go, he not for you.
This is what I'm saying. It's so that simple. He cool people's like, you know, we were friends. You know what I'm saying? It fell off after that. But long story short, we went to AC. Now,
what's up?
Oh man, Lord Jesus. First of all, something happened where the room was already paid for before we even got there. You feel me? So, but now all of a sudden, you don't have that much money. I'm like, huh?
Oh,
wait a minute, pause.
Shit.
What you mean you don't have that much money as far as like when we out there to spend? I'm like, I ain't come out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you don't have
a penny pinch.
Right. Like, he's like, I don't want to get, little things like that, I don't like that. Because I come out there with my money and I'm going to, I want to spend. Yeah. I don't care how much I'm spending, I'm going to enjoy this night. We on some YOLO shit, you know? What the fuck are you out here for, you know? Anyways, he ended up getting some drinks. Long story short, we had like one drink. If it was that, my son, I got a headache. Next thing, I need to eat. He throwing up. Pati done. What? So now we got to go back. We went upstairs because he passed out now. He's passed out on the bed.
On the bed, though.
Passed out.
He didn't even pay for nothing.
Yeah, like, what this you passing out for?
You had one drink.
You paid for the drink or he paid for the drink?
No, he paid for the drink. Okay. But we had one drink. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga came
I paid for my drink. Let's just put that behind. I paid for my drink.
And die.
Son, I don't know what. I was just like, nah. No, we ain't doing this. And he dead passed out.
What he was cool. Drinking?
We had a, what's that shit called? Where that spot at? Wet Willie's.
Okay.
So he had one of those. We got one, mixed ones.
Depends what Wet Willie's drink he got, though.
It doesn't matter. One Wet Willie drink gonna have your ass.
You should have never been sleeping.
You shouldn't have even
been sleeping. If you wasn't trying to spend that much money, you shouldn't have been in Wet Willie's. That simple. And it's not even expensive.
It's just the quality. Like, you could have got more better quality for that.
That's real.
We could have bought a bottle type of shit. But anyways, this is something I didn't really, I didn't know. We just going to go get, I found this out. So I just thought that was so horrible. Like, I cut him off after that. He tried to drop me off. Like, we ended up going back outside after like 2 hours of him passing out. And he still was like, I'm like, nah, this was like the worst ever. Like, don't ever. He driving me. He said, so I guess I take it I'm not going to see you ever again. Like, this was like horrible.
He knew what it was hitting for.
Never again. You never heard anything. And the thing was, you was cool. But it was just the whole vibe. Like, my thing, we was already planning this for like a good week or two. What are you doing? If your money wasn't up, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. And my thing is, I'm not asking you to spend money. I never went out there with the intention of you spending money on me because I got my own money. So it was just pick up your part. Whatever we was gonna do, you should have been with it. Like, we gonna do this.
He invited
you. This is what we came to. We said, let's go to AC.
Y'all came to mutual agreement.
Yeah, let's go to AC type of thing. Like, we planned like a week or two in advance type of thing. So that was just horrible. And then it was whack. Like, he was just whack all across the board. To meet you in person, it was just, you annoyed me.
It was one of those, like the first
like I
time.
I met him I knew him on Facebook for like 10 years. Like, we always followed each other. We always kept up with each other. You know those friends that you knew for the longest? We didn't have conversations up. And it's the first time meeting you. So I felt comfortable. I felt comfortable, you know? So I was like, nah, you whack. Your personality's whack. This is all around. This whole night was just trash. I'm out of here.
You went to AC by yourself.
Basically. Yeah, I probably would have had more fun by myself.
By yourself.
I was about to say, damn, you ain't get no pussy. First of all, I feel like if you gonna get drunk like that and you don't got no money, you should have had some Mata juice in my butt. What? Yo, boy. He should have been putting his mouth and eating me out back way. It's like you broke ass.
I don't even know what that means.
Like, it's like if he broke. Look, not all females.
But see, now he's not broke. He's not a broke nigga. He's not broke. I don't know what happened in that situation,
he fucked up.
He it was the wrong.
He was putting his.
He's like, yo, I didn't have that much. Like, he's like, yo, I didn't have that much. I'm like, yo, why'd you tell me this now when we out here? Like, I would have had even wanted to go if I knew that you was gonna penny pinch. You know what I'm saying? But he's like, not a bum nigga. Like, he's not a bum. He's not, you know, he gets money, he got his own crib. Maybe it was just a week.
Looks could be deceiving.
Cause my whole thing is, if we coming from New York and we going to Atlantic City,
you know what's up.
If I plan on going out of state with you, I'm talking about paying tolls, easy passes and shit.
Every day we partying.
I'm thinking we going to fuck. You feel me? Cause for all of that, we could have just went out on a date.
It was
in the city. You feel me? So now
it definitely was giving fucking.
Yeah. If you go OT without a female, I think that's like you know what's up. Going out there cheap? Like, yeah, he did bad.
And even let's say, even if you had enough to get like four drinks, you know what I'm saying? Like, he had enough, but right. It wasn't too much. But the first drink, you fucked up and you passed out, and all of a sudden you got a headache for like 4 hours, and then you sleeping for 3 hours.
Wasting time.
He should have just too much.
He was buying time.
I don't like that. He should have been at least a little more.
And then I'm so honest. Like, I'm looking at. I don't even want to talk to you or look at you. Like. And you thought you was gonna get something the next morning.
That's what
I'm saying.
That goes back to what you said.
You not getting no pussy like the next morning. Are you dumb?
He broke.
If he moving like that, he not even getting to that next stage.
That's what I'm saying, though. Man, but
you thought you was gonna roll drink, up and be like, oh yeah, I guess. No.
But one wet Willie's drink, I feel like we could have been a little more adventurous. Like, let's walk somewhere, do the ball walk, go to another spot.
Like, oh, I got a headache.
I got a headache.
He got a headache and he got to sit and he got his head down.
Nah, we need to be in the bathroom.
It's ways to finesse, though. It's ways to finesse. Because honestly, females just like to talk, so it's like it's ways to finesse. Like, he could have easily drink like you said, yo, we out, let's go on a walk or something, we out.
He sat down and was like this, head down, and
all he needed was to talk his ass off.
Could have went on, yeah, like,
no, he did too much for me. It was just too much. I wasn't ready. It was just one thing and back of the other. And then, like I said, your personality wasn't even up there for me to even try to think I'm gonna give you a second chance. So, you know, from what I thought your personality was via text and little conversations here and there,
he didn't even buy you $5
Nah, he couldn't even buy some wings.
Yeah,
wings
and like fries, the fries, like, is why y'all waiting for the drinks. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that one drink should have had us in another spot, and then you would have had me in a bathroom if it was lit like that. Like, we planned to go to
the team. This is what I'm saying.
It's YOLO. Everything would have been a go that night.
Rush back to the room.
Everything would have been a go that night. Everything was a go. I was going to AC with.
I ain't going. Well, he. That was letting me go back home. That was letting me go back home.
I was ready to slob him up, like calling the cop.
You might need your down payment.
Right. You looking like you need your down payment.
Damn,
son. And it ain't even that
expensive either.
Let me secure your deposit back.
That's probably what it was. The security deposit. You know, when you go there, they charge you that extra little. That's probably, you never know. That's probably added to it. He thought they were going to take three. He said, wait a minute. That was about to be.
Yeah, like. They got that notification. His heart dropped. Like, yo.
And they be taking a lot. They be taking like $250, $300. Like, they be wailing sometimes. They be like, wait, hold on. Am I getting an extra two nights or something? I don't know. All
right, let me get into my story now, right?
Yeah, let me hear this.
So last summer, you know, I was doing my little thing. I was a part of a different business or whatever, right? So, you know, after we did a little show or whatever, there was the shorty. So we ended up going to a spot, we went bowling or whatever, and the niggas we was with, he was straight buying like shots after shots. Like, I bought my own
person. Your nigga?
No, not my nigga, like a nigga that we was around. We all linked up in a group.
So he's shitting right now.
He's spending Patron shots, Henny shots. I done bought my own drink, but he over here like, nah, I got it. He buying the full. He done paid for everything in the bowling alley. So there's this shorty, right? She was fire. She was beautiful. She was pretty and all that, right? So I see her. She driving a boat with the niggas. We over here taking Henny shots and Patron shots, you know. Right. But I could handle my liquor. Like, I could get drunk and I could get spicy, but you can't take advantage of me.
Right.
You feel me? I be on point with my shit. Like, if I want to, I'm just here to have a good time. And if I be on some bullshit, I know what bullshit I'm on. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know if I'm trying to fuck, I'm trying to fuck. If I'm not, I'm not. Feel me? So we taking these Patron shots, Henny shots, whatever. She driving a boat, whatever. So, you know, we start flirting, whatever. She on some, like, you know, what's up? Like, I'm like, yes, what's up? I'm like, so what's up? Like, she was like, you know, she was like, girl, don't play with me. And I said, what's up? What you mean don't play with you? Like, I'm a game. Like, you talking about, press like, I'm, yeah, you talking, I'm the game. Like, you will never figure me out. Nigga. So I'm like, what's up? Like, you know what I'm saying? She was like, I'll take you to the bathroom right now. I said, oh, so what's up? Like, so now we go to the bathroom or whatever. Shorty ends up eating my pussy in the bathroom stall. So now I'm looking at this girl. She put her pants down and she just like there doing what she doing. I'm just like, oh, she was dead ass with the don't play with me. So, you know, whatever. Now the other people started looking for us. They catch us in the bathroom or whatever. Mm-hmm. They have a video recorded. Like, you know, I did kiss the girl or whatever, but I ain't eat no pussy. I wasn't trying to eat no pussy. You feel me? Like, you was cute and all, but I only knew you for a few hours, sis. All right,
cool. And so, you was bowling, so I know you was like.
I was like, shorty fire. Like, you was shorty fire.
Because you was active. You was active.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You had Davido playing in the background.
Where I was saying, this Friday and Saturday, got the music.
They got the music, so I'm active. I'm like, all right, she giving up the bop, all right, whatever. So I'm thinking, like, you know, I didn't really like that experience in the bathroom because I never did it before with a woman or whatever. So now we in, they caught us, and I told the shorty I was with, like, just know I ain't eat no pussy. Like, there's proof. Like, she ate mine's. I ain't eat hers, whatever, cool. Cause I ain't know, I need my proof. I don't want no bitch out here saying I sucked her pussy. Like, you fucking bitch. So now we get into.
Not
no bowling alley. So now we get back into my man's car. We in the back seat and shorty just keep trying to top me off. And I'm like, yo, you could stop now. But she's trying to like bring me back to her crib. And she's like, oh, my man on his way from work. I want him to fuck you or whatever. But you know, I don't want him to give you no whack dick. And I'm just looking at her like,
that's what he be giving
the hug. Yeah, yeah. I was like, you just gave me whack top. You trying to invite me for whack dick. I don't want this.
I'm
like,
out of this whack situation.
And then the whole thing about it is, I try to like please her back because I started feeling bad. You know, like, I didn't want to treat her like that. So I finger pop her. And her pussy was stink.
Oh no!
So my whole thing was.
That's why I said it was bold.
She was fire. She was. I'm not gonna hold you. She was fire. She was pretty. She had a nice body. All of that. And I was like, I could have gave her a chance. Probably like when we sobered up, like a few days later, like we could talk this over. We could do this again. But once I finger popped and the pussy was smelling like something, I said, nah. Like, I don't even know what this smell like. I'm good.
Nah, you don't know what it smell like.
I don't even know what it smell like. Like, I let my man smell it.
He's
I said, yo, my pussy stinks. I'm on my finger. He smelled it. He was like, nah, here's some hand sanitizer. That's how bad it was. She had leftover juice on my hand. I was mad. You feel me? So,
I need some more Henny for that one.
So fast forward it down to a few weeks later now. Shout out to Frack booted up on his podcast. We was talking on the phone, chopping it up or whatever, and he was talking about all this, like, why shorties he fucked keep coming up on social media, like on shows and shit. So I'm like, what shorty you fucked? What are you talking about? Like,
don't tell me the same.
So I'm running through the names of shorties that I encountered throughout the whole time, and he was like, oh, this is the chick. So I'm like, oh,
smelly pussy.
So now he explaining to me like
strike.
Now so he explaining to me
that wasn't a strike.
Hold on. So the reason why I told him that is because he just now he is explaining to me like, you know, they had an encounterment and shorty had a little baby father or whatever.
It was an entanglement.
It was an entanglement situation where he cared about her.
Shout out to Willie Jada.
And I guess she lied to him about where her location was, and then I just broke the news to him. But he not even understanding, this is not even a shorty, but you like blew it up out of proportion. So he got in his feelings and went on his show and just blew it up. So now he's on some, oh, shorty, this podcast chick made her look like a thot. You giving it up in the bathroom, this, that, and the third. I'm like, now you got me looking bad. It wasn't about her giving it up in the bathroom. Like, I probably would have entertained her too. It's just that her pussy was stink. So now you on your show not saying her pussy was stink, but you bringing up the fact that I'm trying to
say
like
what,
I'm trying to
say
smut
everything.
Her out. I wasn't right. trying to smut her out. It could have been a girl on girl thing, but shorty was just stink.
And she approached you.
And she approached me.
Right. She was with the shit, so she can't get mad if I'm not with the shit.
Yeah, like, trying to make me look like some. Yeah, like, you feel me? I was tight about that shit. I was tight behind that. Like,
nah,
he blew up my little sex capé, my little one night stand. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that the shorty you liked was a big time Trisha, like, she treats
and
you.
And then take a shower.
Didn't take a shower.
Not even take a shower.
Like, hold on, but you really didn't, like, you don't got a name for what it smelled like?
Like, it smelled like lots and everything bagel. Salmon with cream cheese and everything bagel. It smelled like lox. Like, nah. It smelled bad. It smelled like bad. Like,
salmon and cream.
Nobody's vagina should be smelling like
wait,
that.
Wait.
If your vagina smell like
it smell like a everything bagel, bro. It smell
yeah, like
salty. I wasn't with it. And you already
I don't even eat everything bagels. So I don't even
like I ain't even gonna hold you like I never ate pussy before. So it was like if you was trying to get me to eat your pussy at that moment,
you can't have it smelling like that.
But bro, how you even do that? How you thought
you know like bagels? Like I don't even
it was good.
Bitch, I like the regular ones. It was little sesame seed, that's about it.
It was giving
onion bagel, everything.
It was giving real yeasty vibes.
And
that bagel
salmon
was the best
cream
way.
Cheese.
And she probably had on tight pants.
She had on the little, you know, bitches don't wear the tie dye little thing. Oh, she had on that like the little spandex. Like
shorts. And you went bowling in spandex. So just
no,
imagine.
She had the flare pants. We wasn't even playing. She was bad though. It's like she was pretty.
Always the pretty ones though.
So
I was always
mad.
I was
kind of tight. Like and
it'd be the pretty ones that be the dogs. And that be like wilding. I always say that.
Yo. Your face right now.
It be the pretty ones. Be the pretty ones.
All right, so.
You could ask him.
Yo.
It be the pretty ones that be the dogs and be wilding.
No,
it
be the pretty ones that be, they bed be on cement blocks and shit. Like,
they
be broke. They be the baddest bitches that really be having
air mattresses.
They roaching down your refrigerator.
Now if I smoke on your air mattress,
you pop
I ash on your bed, we going down.
We going down.
We going down. Now we on the floor.
They don't be having no health insurance.
At all. No health insurance. Now I hit my head because
that. But they be the only ones that want to fuck roll.
Yeah.
They don't got no Medicaid.
No Medicaid. No
But we want to fuck roll.
No Medicaid. Your son not in school. But you wanna fuck real. Like you fucking you ain't go food shopping.
Now when that pussy get a stench, you gotta wait.
Nah,
like
yeah.
Ew, bitch says she took her antibiotics.
And you know that should be expensive.
She
you
pulled
know
up.
If she don't got no insurance, she gonna be mad as fuck.
Mad.
Nah.
Cause they gonna hit her with a $500 bill to clean that out. Like, y'all ain't gonna lie, like, it's a little bit extra in there than
that's
we expected.
That's probably some residue.
I need
$500.
Can we chill?
No.
We didn't expect to find a sesame seed. We need $500.
It's that everything bagel.
We need $500. Like you got a raisin bagel in your us. We need $500.
Wait, don't disrespect no raisin bagels because raisin cinnamon bagels
but
smell good.
That's disrespectful for a hub pulling up with like
no.
Snow.
It's an everything bagel and an onion bagel. Okay.
No vagina should be smelling like a raisin bagel.
Shit, nah, raisin bagels smell good. What the fuck you talking about? I might just eat it if it smelled like a raisin bagel,
raisin
cinnamon
bagel.
You wouldn't.
They good though. That's my favorite.
But they
kind of
smell
bagel.
Good. You mean tell
but
me your shorty vagina smell like some cinnamon raisin bagel?
Like,
you ain't finna eat it.
Nah, y'all gotta chill.
I'm sorry, you gotta.
That pussy smell like cream cheese.
Nah, see, cream cheese is different. I said
yeah,
the bagel
like,
itself.
Nah. All right,
we gotta get into this segment right quick, real quick. You know, we got the Sash Secret Stash where people ask me for advice and we give insight on how we feel about the situation.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Ready. I'm ready.
Right. I'm gonna be honest too. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't lying.
Somebody said, I'm in this problem. I've been dating this guy for a while. I like his sex and he spends money. That's why I stick around. He's too much in the limelight and also into threesome and doesn't really believe in monogamy. So that's a turnoff for me. He keeps doing relationship
stuff.
Chris
Brown?
I guess when she say in the limelight, he's Mixie on Instagram or something.
Okay.
Probably Mixie
no,
like that.
No, tomorrow my threesomes and shit. No,
yeah. So he's like, he keeps doing relationship stuff, like we go on dates and you know plan trips, which is nice. But I want to stay private so I can date other people with no issues. He says,
"Wait, shit."
Go ahead. Finish.
He says that he wants to make me the mother of his third child. It seems like he wants to date me and make me another baby mother while he lives his best life and I'm tied down. I explained this to him already, but he's persistent in trying to make me his girlfriend. I just consider this a fling that can last a few months. He expects too much from me.
No, you expect too much from him, sis. You used to them trips and all the lavish stuff, which is why you staying around. Exactly, which is why you staying around. Which is why you staying around.
Yeah.
Cause my thing is, I know why you sucking his dick. You probably telling him you love him too. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It's something. Cause my thing is, for him to be doing all of that, you doing something in return too. Cause there's no way that man got all of this and a female ain't doing something. This is what I'm saying. A female. You know, there's no way a man that's financially stable and got everything in the line. I'm like, you think he's sweating you and you not sweating him back?
How you know?
Nah, sis. You like what he doing. You gonna fuck around and be giving his third child. And you gonna be like, it was a mistake and watch. No, there's no way. You like what he's doing.
Listen.
But you probably wanna be a thought and you... Come on. You knew what you were just getting yourself into when you met him. I don't wanna hear it.
That's it. I can't really say that because I understand where she's coming from. Like, personally with me, I don't want relationships right now. So when I do, like... date guys and they want certain things, I tell them straight up, like, I'm not in the mental space, or I don't have the capability to really date you. But sometimes they're really kind of persistent on making me their girlfriend. So
understandable,
then,
but you don't take the offers on the trips, you don't take the gifts if you don't want anything else, because you know. Yeah, but my thing is, you know what's coming with that. You know he's doing that and he really likes you and he has intentions on making you his girl and this and that.
Taking a female, this is what I'm saying. Let me tell you something from a
nigga
perspective.
Don't do it. If you, that's it, you gotta cut it off. It's because you like it. Point blank period.
Going OT with a female that I feel, first of all, is not representing me well. So if I'm taking you OT, that means I think highly of you, because I'm not going to go take a whole OT. You know what I'm saying? So like, if I'm offering you trips and all that, it's obvious I hold you to like a certain value, but it's like...
I mean, I personally feel like the point where she made it, like, he wants open relationships, she probably knows what he does and how he does it. He's probably pretty honest about it. So the thing is, now that he probably has met his match on shit, like, you know, some guys can't deal with a woman who acts a little like them. So he wants monogamy with her, but he wants to do other shit with other women. So I understand her frustration of why she doesn't want to take him serious. Because
you should have said that from jump.
I did say that.
No, she said that.
She said that he wants to go and do him.
He said he believes in threesomes and
he doesn't really do monogamy.
No,
but I'm saying,
but she want to talk to other people too.
She want
to
talk to other people.
So I don't understand what's the problem.
He says he's like, she wants it as where they're in an open relationship where they
so
both
she wants. So
them.
In other words, she wants all
the
gifts and the trips.
She's like, basically, listen, if you, he's talking like, oh, I'm going to make you my third baby moms. I want to make you the mother of my third child.
I don't know about that.
He does take her on trips and does what he does, but he's into other things. So I feel like her thought behind it is that he's trying to tie her down.
But if she don't want to be tied down, then sis.
But you know what I'm saying? She says she's there because likes the sex. Likes the sex and
the sex
cool.
And the trips and the money. Understandable.
That's cool. So I can understand that. My whole thing is with guys, you tell them that you probably want the same thing as them. They can't handle that. Like, for example, right?
You think she's being 100% honest, though?
I
just want to be with you because of what you do for me. I just want to be here and be in your presence because of the sex, the trips. Cause that's what it really is to me. I mean, if he didn't have money and if he wasn't doing that, sis would have been gone.
Facts.
Sis would have been gone.
Sis would have been gone.
Sorry, if the sex is fire, I'm staying a little
good.
Bit.
I don't know how hard it is
to find a new kill. Like you were speaking about it earlier when we lose the good eater.
That's true, but my thing is, I feel like I could find good dick again. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be with you just because that's all you giving me. You know what I'm saying?
It might take you a while to find you feel me?
It gotta be something else with it. Like the dick, I guess I probably had a lot of good dick. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I don't have to search so far to get
it's
good
about
dick.
The entanglement.
Like,
you trying to feel good for the moment. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to make it as long as you
listen,
as long
if
as you
I was
can.
Single and if I had a man that want and has good dick and is willing to pay for trips and do this for me and do that for me,
single,
I'm gonna
yeah.
be there.
You
that's
single,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be there. But I gotta let you know off rip. this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do me. You could do you. But you know what I'm saying? Like, don't catch no feelings.
I'm pretty much sure she.
But the moment he caught, but the moment he caught feelings, that's when she was supposed to fall back, and she's not falling back. You get what I'm saying? So that's why he keeps moving forward, because she's not falling back.
That makes sense.
They need to.
And so it's gonna get to a point where he's gonna want to fuck her up when she just when she leaves.
They need to. They need to. Well, they both need to communicate better then, because I feel like, for example, right? I said this on social media. It doesn't really have nothing to do with this story, but I said, like, you know. I seen the status on Facebook, and they say, like, women body shame men when it comes to, like, their dicks being small, etc. So I'm like, listen, my preference is big dick. So if you turn around and you offer me some, if you wanted to bump pussies and shit like that, I'm not really into that. But all I'm saying is, if you cool or whatever and you got a good personality, we could work around your small dick. You get what I mean? So if I pass you a strap on and say, boom, just fuck me,
yo,
am I wrong for that? You get what I mean? Or if I say, boom, I want an open relationship.
Y'all going crazy.
Or if I say, I want an open relationship, can I go fuck other people because you don't pleasure me well with sex, but you know, you cool mentally and financially and all the other things, like, we really mesh well, but you just don't please me with sex. Are you able to put your ego aside and say, all right, I could rock with this, like, you do other shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like couples or when dating, you have to communicate what you want on both ends, and if you don't like something about a person, say that as well and try to work around what it is that y'all don't like about each other if y'all trying to fuck with each other. So I'm guessing, like, she would fuck with him, but he's into polygamy. And he's into threesomes, and you know what I'm saying?
From her response,
but that's something that you knew from jump. Like, I don't understand. Like, I feel like it didn't take that long for her to know that.
What if she didn't know from jump? Because niggas got ways of finessing them.
Understandable, but if you don't want it, but if you threesome
the first time and you thinking it's not gonna happen again,
then go.
Alright, but what if it's one night you just not? But what if it's one night you like y'all got a niggas one night for me and. You just feeling how he feeling that night. Like, you feeling a threesome that night. It happens. That's not you knowing he into that shit. That's just the first time you thinking it just happened because it was a lit night. Mm-hmm. Now, if it happened again, you start to realize, but it already went too far because you allowed it to happen the first time. But you didn't know it was happening
the first
time.
She never did the threesome because I had a conversation with her. She never did threesome.
She basically,
because she communicates with him. Like, she basically says, like, in his other relationships, they're into threesomes. Because he doesn't come off at her like, okay, I want a relationship with you. I see us building together. He's giving, like, I want you to be the mother of my third child. That's how he's saying, like,
I feel
you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, and I know her niggas that be on some, I know how many times I fucked with a nigga, he talking about, oh, he want to get me pregnant. I'm like, you bum-ass nigga. Fuck out of here. Like, it don't sound like he a bum, though, but, like, you can't just want to put a baby in me and not put a ring on my finger. Yeah, basically. You're bugging.
It's levels.
Facts. I don't know. Obviously, they're not communicating well enough, I feel. Because if they were communicating well enough, I think that we...
They probably communicating. Like, is just somebody not comprehending.
Because you can comprehend. Yes,
communicate
that's
all day. But if,
you gotta understand.
If I don't comprehend what you're telling me, and it's
a difference. It's a difference. You can communicate, but the understanding comes with the communication, too. Mm-hmm. But then my thing is that you got to take a stand. Like... Because, like I said, if it wasn't for certain things that he was giving her, she wouldn't be there. So it's like you gotta act like those things aren't there. If he's wasting your time, long story short, he's wasting your time. You're enjoying the time that you're with him, but he's wasting your time because you still want to do you and you looking for other things. Then you gotta fall back. You gotta be. You gotta decide what you want. Obviously, she's confused. She don't know what she wants.
She definitely
don't know. She don't know what she wants. What if he was offering a ring? Would she stay?
I ain't gonna hold y'all. Probably would have took the ring and dick though.
Pawn shop. Nice little come up.
Nah, if that shit was a diamond, bro, I don't give a fuck how much you spend. If you spend like a good 10 bins on that shit, I could get a 6-pack.
But my thing is, if he's doing all that and he got money, then he should be putting money in her pockets anyways.
He does that, trips, all of that.
This is
he
what I'm
that.
Saying. So
he does that.
You wouldn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying?
She's not into the lifestyle. She's just not into his lifestyle.
She
which
probably
is
just want to be low key, like she said.
She want to be low key, how you going to be low key with a hockey nigga? Like, I don't get it. Like, that's like you trying to date Chris Brown, but not talking about, I don't want to be in a spot. Like, sis, are you crazy? The moment y'all go on a date, it's over. So you just got to stay in the house. Like, you a house shorty.
For example, right?
You a house shorty. Like,
for example, If I date Takeoff,
that's corny. For all that, you might as well have the kid then if you're gonna stay in the house.
For example, right? Say the people in Amigos, right?
I'm sorry.
Like Takeoff, Quavo, and Offset. Say if they all were single. That's like me dating Takeoff, and Takeoff is posting me all over the place. Nigga, I could fuck with Offset. Like, why you gotta, like, you know, fuck me up? I don't want nobody to know I fucked with you. Like, keep me private.
Nah, that's OD. That's OD. Just trying to keep it in the Migos. Fuck homies. Fuck homies. It's Migos.
You
said
if you fucked with Takeoff, Offset
could kill.
She Migos happened. Yes, you did, because if he hit you.
Who said they could fuck me though? I'm saying if I talk to a nigga, don't jack me like that, because the thing about
the thing about people,
why I like privacy, they like to drag shit. So say we spoke in inbox for a little bit, niggas wanna jack that we used to fuck and we used to talk, and niggas will lie on your pussy. Bitches will make up stories saying, oh, this nigga tried to fuck me, and all you did was say hi. Well, say hi, she dubbed you. So now I'm trying to talk to your friend, it's a problem. My whole thing is, if I dubbed you, or, you know, I want privacy, like keep it between us, we just talking or whatever. If I try to move on to the next, I don't need your name next affiliated with mine. You feel me? You ain't fucking.
We in the past for a reason.
Yeah, and especially if it wasn't that serious. If we just spoke and went on one look at incident date or whatever, I don't give a fuck. Let me go on to Takeoff. Let me go on to Offset or Quavo or something.
Mama!
My fault, Cardi B and Saweetie, but I'm just saying, if they were single, they, you know, they amigos. Amigos.
Cardi B, you know, she gay, so she gonna put them in somebody's inbox. Stupid, why y'all bitches talking about my man for?
That's the closest set of friends I could have thought of that made sense.
And then we gotta call him because you know they from the same borough.
Yeah, y'all tell Cardi to chill, man.
Like,
I fuck with Cardi. I like Cardi.
Tell her that Brooklyn. I love Cardi too.
Brooklyn,
right?
I love Cardi.
Me some
Cardi.
I love her
before she was even famous.
When she was just talking shit on Instagram when she was that stripper.
Like for example, Ray, I know you spoke to a shorty, right? And you know, or she probably fucked around and dubbed you. Now you're on to the next friend. She telling a friend not to fuck with you. You feel me? Like, I feel like some, like, even with my friends, if a certain nigga add me on Instagram or something like that, and I see that we have a mutual friend, I'd be like, yo, sis, where you know this nigga from? Like, should I add him? Should I talk to him? Like, is he trying to talk to you? Whatever.
You do your homework.
I do my homework before I talk to him. You feel me? Bitches be acting like naive and kind of stupid about shit. Like you could ask questions. Social media is kind of small. So I feel like, due to the fact social media is kind of small, you can't be private. So now, let me try to maneuver my way into shit without it looking bad on me. If you know we didn't go so far, or we never fucked, or we never even kissed, we never even went on a real date, you probably just try to holler at me, I dubbed you. Don't throw dirt on some, we fuck with each other. That's why I believe in privacy at an all-time high. Like, if we're not in a relationship, you do not need to jack me.
You gotta protect your energy.
That's what happened with this shorty. Me and him went to high school. You know, we had a little fling after high school. And he got locked up for 5-6 years. So now when he come out, he hits me up. He like, yo, I want to fuck with you. But at that time, I was in a relationship. So I told him, if this is a dub, you know, I'm going to come holler at you. If you know, but I'm respectfully,
you,
I'm in a relationship. Right. No, right. Like, you know, I'm letting you know. You know what I'm saying? But it was good vibes with him. So I wouldn't have mind going back if I wasn't in a situation, or, you know, I was in a relationship. But long story short, me and him started fucking around for like a year or so, 2 years. Now, I left him. I dubbed him. This was early last year. We stopped talking. You feel me? We stopped talking. Like, you know, I got into the relationship that I'm in now. So I've been with this nigga, right? Now. He hits me up. He's like, yo, do you know I'm like, yeah, from Harlem? He like, yeah. He was like, did y'all fuck around? I said, yeah. You know, I'm very honest. You asked me a question,
and
like,
you gotta
a lie.
Blunt.
And especially you brought up the name. So you know
blunt.
Something.
You know,
he like,
something.
He like, wow. He's like, damn. And I'm sitting here going hard. He sent me a screenshot. His cousin's baby mom was talking mad shit. Like, she was like, oh, that she smutted. He smutted her out. Da 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 da. And mad shit. Like, she was like, yo, you fucking with a thot? He said he ran a train on her. I said, wait, what? I said, hold the fuck up. I said, no.
He ran a train on you?
She said that they were pillow talking. Then he's like, yeah, I fucked her. I ran a train on her. Da, 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 da. Mind you, that's my man's cousin's baby mother.
Your man? So that's your boyfriend?
Cousin's baby mom that went to him, because she used to fuck with him. She was fucking with him like a few months. They stopped talking a few months. But it's the baby father. So at the end of the day, she know my man off the strength of her baby father. The son is a few years old or whatever. I don't know, 5, 6 years old. So now you went to fucking with this nigga, but I was already fucking with him before you was fucking with him. So now you was fucking with him. He want to show you pictures of bitch that he talked to. Yeah, I ran a trainer. She a hoe. Well, I'm saying, no, sis. I said, I'm sorry. Do I have to pull up my inbox where he still wants me? I left him, sis. So I pulled up in his inbox. I said, yo, you a fucking grimy nigga. I said, don't you ever disrespect me like that. How dare you? I don't understand how niggas lie on their dick like that.
Where was that getting you?
I said, you see how it's a small, you see how it's a small world and how it got back to me, my man. I said, don't fuck up something good. I said, he said I never said that. I screenshotted. He said I never said that to her. She lying. I said, she lying? Because I'm talking to her right now. My man sent me this, right? My man sent me the screenshot. No, I hit her up. I said, you know her? He said, yeah, and I said, boom, 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 boom. This was, I said, little do you know that's my man's baby father. That's my man's cousin's baby mother. Did you know that when you was running your mouth to her? That it was a small world? Yeah, see what happens when you want to be pillow talking with bitches, and little do you know her baby father, her baby father's cool. Family to my man.
See, this is why
I'm lying. So he said, I never said that. I had the screenshots. I showed my man. I sent her, because I wrote, I spoke on her. I said, don't you ever. So you don't know me, tell my man no shit like that, because you don't know me. And she was like, nah, that nigga was lying. That's crazy. I'm saying, a screenshot.
He started panicking.
This is why I be violating
niggas. You gotta chill, though. Like, you be going crazy. I don't got you on the gram, but you be going crazy, though. You gotta relax.
Was she right?
You gotta leave my niggas alone.
I just had to speak about the time where I plugged out a nigga refrigerator and left him because he was texting other bitches. It's fucking ribs and
cow. I'm not even about to get up in here and tell you about what I did for nigga.
I done put milk in a nigga gas tank. I did all sorts of shit.
I violated.
I did all sorts of shit.
Oh, Lord, yeah. You unplugged the refrigerator?
She petty. Petty, son.
The nigga, yo.
We ain't even gonna talk about that shit.
I got PTSD from the last nigga who pulled some shit in a bitch cold.
You unplugged the refrigerator, though.
Alright, I got PTSD.
That's always full molded.
No, let me just explain to you. I got PTSD from a bad relationship. The nigga side bitched my shit. I was the original girlfriend. He side bitched my shit with a new bitch. So I had to fuck him up, beat him up, like, whoop his ass type shit. And I said to myself, I will never go crazy over a nigga like that ever again. You feel me? So now, you know, a few years later, I'm chilling. You know, regular entanglement shit. But I don't like niggas that lie. You feel me? Don't sit here and say you want exclusiveness with me, and then you turn around and do open shit. Like, I could be open too. I'm understanding. Right. We could sit here and talk about the bitches and niggas we fucking with. Mm-hmm. Like, we could be homies like that. Don't sit here and put me in this predicament of feeling like I'm the only one, and I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're going to have me moving like you the only one. And like, you know, I'm going to treat you like you really my nigga. Even though I don't really want you like that, but I'm toxic like that. I like my entanglements. If we're going to be real about the entanglements,
you're going to really entangle.
I'm going to really entangle.
It takes two to tangle.
If we're going to entangle, we're going
to
do it the
right
way.
It takes two to tangle, and it takes three to entangle.
Let me have my side piece. You feel me? It takes two to tangle. Let me have my little side piece. You know what I'm saying? Two piece and a side. You get what I'm saying? So now I'm over here, you know, we chilling, and you know, I see how he texting. I see he like a shorty name popping up, and I see
the hearts.
I didn't see a heart, I just see a shorty name, but they saying like, oh, last night though. I don't have no business to really, I don't question niggas because I never label niggas my boyfriend. They label me their girlfriend and I go along with it. So if you saying that I'm your girlfriend, you got to move a certain way. Due to the fact that he was moving that certain way, I was this close to taking him serious. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to get this top. I'm going to take this dick or whatever because I already fucked you for the day. I'm going to take it again. All right, cool. I waited till he was asleep and I'm like, yo, babe, I got to go back home or whatever. And he was like, you know, niggas be trusting me in their crib. You know what I'm saying? So I have to lock the door behind me, slam lock, boom. I walked out, head held high, wig on, sweatpants on, the dot outfit to the next day to get to my cab. I said, oh, look at this refrigerator. I just yanked it out. And it was about 6 a.m. in the morning. I know he sleeps late. You know what I'm saying? Because he wake up like around 4
That's
or 5.
Fucked
up. So, you know, he be working like nighttime shifts and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I knew he was going to sleep for a little while. You get what I mean? He was going to be sleeping throughout the day. I unplugged the refrigerator. Then he calls me. He's like, yo, something happened with my refrigerator. Everything spoiled up. The shit dark. Whole time I unplugged and I tucked it under the refrigerator. He didn't know what the fuck was going on. He thought the light blew. He didn't know what the fuck was going on. Yeah, you wasted your food stamps, bitch. Yeah. You gotta wait three more weeks.
Refrigerators now?
I unplugged the whole refrigerator.
I ain't talking about what I did when a nigga violated. I ain't even gonna talk about it because I'm gonna have niggas coming up to me fighting.
How the fuck you think of that though? Like,
he's gonna have a romantic seafood boil or some ribs for the next bitch. Nah.
He thought he had his grapes.
You gotta re up again, bitch.
He thought he had his grapes. He thought he had his strawberries.
He thought he had eggs and turkey bacon for the next day.
Whipped cream watery. Real cream watery now. Yogurt.
Facts. No butter. You got no butter. You can't make no food. Like, you really can't. You can't even grease up your pan right now.
Your ice cream melted. Like, now the ice cream leaking inside the freezer. Like, it's so far.
Niggas had the whole milkshakes in the fridge.
He knew he fucked up when he opened up. When he opened the freezer door, and he didn't see no smoke.
Shake in the freezer.
He fucked up when he opened the freezer door and he see no smoke. Like, it was
just, what? Shit just started leaking. He like, what the
ice
fuck?
Ice stuff melting. He had to throw it in the fridge.
No, the funny part is, I'm sure when he opened it up, the shit probably smashed up. Everybody splashed up his face.
Everything was soggy.
And that shit stink.
If he left the ice trays on the door, they assed out. That shit got right on his face when he opened up that door.
Real shit, he dead tossed his refrigerator.
Oh, he threw his shit out.
He probably had the white refrigerator anyway. Nigga said, you know what? This shit gotta go anyway.
I had this shit for a minute.
Word.
This shit went out on me. Little do you know, he had to just plug that shit right back.
Word. Didn't even bother to look at the back of the fridge, just sitting there real perplexed at the food.
That's crazy.
Sitting there as the food
drinks.
Let me
tell y'all how to roll this shit. I'll link him right after that too.
Did you plug the fridge? You plugged the fridge back.
Like 2 weeks later, I seen that he had a new fridge.
You got a new fridge? This bitch made him spend money.
Digging out in blood clot pocket. What you fucking think? Like, nigga, you gonna play me? Oh.
The sis could have been texting her about something totally different about last night. It could have been something different. It could have been a fight or some shit or a party. That shit was just doubling.
Nah, it was the Julie face. It was the Julie face.
Oh, that's okay.
It was
okay,
like you done ate sign. You ate my pussy so good. Like, last night your dick was fire.
She drooling. So that means she was sucking. You know what? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
She drooling. Mm hmm.
Like, y'all going
this Casamigos
crazy.
And Tito's got me.
Y'all going crazy.
Alright, so that shit was funny as fuck. Like, my stomach is in
the refrigerator, though.
The refrigerator. Fuck that nigga. But anyway, thank you guys. Oh, I gotta say what y'all gotta say before y'all leave. My fault, y'all.
I don't even know what I gotta do.
I don't even listen.
I'm still stuck on the fucking ice cream melting on the milk. Listen, he's over here making milkshakes out.
I ain't tell you about the milk in the gas tank, like. That nigga Carl was squatting on flatlings. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Nigga Carl lactose intolerant.
Lactose intolerant. I said that. It's like you know a lot what an Uber could do, or you know your friend that drive or something, you know a nigga act up or whatever. You gotta spin a block a few times, find that car that likes and plate, then you pour some fucking milk. You could put soy milk for the thicker texture, you know, something thick. I'll go for baby oil or like, you know, but the milk was good. The milk was good because his tank was a little halfway full, you know, because I was with him the night before. Tank was a little halfway full. I put the milk on top. And you know, he started driving it like shit sweet and shit until he tried to fill it up. Try to fill it up with more gas. And now you driving your car farting. You don't know what's coming out. Your car is leaking milk and shit, white stuff. Hey.
Nah, you was crazy.
Hey.
She's very,
Creative.
Yeah.
I'm not creative because I don't want niggas to put me in jail, so. Yeah, you feel me? All right, so
I'll get put in jail for the shit I done did. I'm not even going
to
say it.
I'm not trying to go to jail. I ain't trying to go to jail.
So, I ain't even about to say it. This nigga right here going to look at me like, oh, nah, you savage. Nah, I don't want to.
I
want to maintain my little halo.
Damn. Oh, shit. All right. So we kind of ran out of time now. That shit was funny. You feel me? So thank you guys for listening and supporting. Facts. And, you know,
stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, and share Secrets with Sash. Add my page, sash.millie_. Shout outs to Ray Ray and Juju for coming through.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram, JU_thickums with a Z. THICKUMZ. Do I ever spell it out too? Okay. Yeah, follow your girl.
Y'all need to get in tune with Ray Ray. I'm sorry, like, you got all the comedians.
Nah, it's like I feel like my stuff speak for itself.
It speak for itself, but just,
you gotta, I don't be cocky.
I'm cocky because I just said my Instagram.
You're not cocky. I'm just saying.
I just said my Instagram. My son said, let's go.
I'm really still stuck. Like, on the unplugging of the fridge. Yo, I'm gonna keep it on stack with you. Like, I'm really still stuck on that because he really, like, all you had to do is plug it back in, though.
Right.
you ain't know that. Like, you ain't look for the plug. Like, a normal nigga would have said.
It's the rapper weed niggas be smoking nowadays.
That's not rapper weed.
That shit was crack.
That's not even crack. That's K2. I'm not gonna lie. That's something. It ain't rapper weed, but it's dumb. That's SoundCloud weed. Like, you feel me? SoundCloud. That shit trying to get on.
It's giving Spinrilla.
That's a fact. But y'all can follow me at Ray Ray though on the gram. Feel me? Got more videos coming for y'all.
Yes, I love it. Styami.
Just getting started. Styami.
We out.
That shit made the news.
Yeah, like, what's up? We out.
I'm gone.
Baby. Let's go. What's up?
I'm gone. We out.
And stay tuned for the next episode. We out of here.
Laters.
Just tell me what's on your mind. Got a lot to say. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Yeah, knowing me, I got a lot to say. Sometimes I be feeling weak on any kind of day. Ever since I played my cards, I ain't had time to play. Hold on before I vent. Is you the type that like to conversate? Or should I say converse? Correction, I always stand corrected. Small world, I don't know you, but we still connected. If I spilled all the tea, what you gon' clean the mess with? Like my text say go through, would you still get the message? Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it.
Ain't nobody gotta Sarge keep it.